Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, January 18th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump in the courtroom. New Hampshire primary clarification. 911 call released. And Supreme Court signaling. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump was in a courtroom in New York City yesterday. This is the E. Jean Carroll case, where Carroll says Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in either 1995 or 1996. She doesn't remember, which is why you always hear the media say, sometime in the 90s. Well, Trump denied this happened. So then she sued him for defamation because he called her a liar. He shattered her reputation. That's the country we live in. Someone can accuse you of rape. You say it didn't happen. And now you get sued for defamation. Well, in the courtroom, apparently, when she was testifying, Trump kept talking to his lawyer. And the judge told him to keep quiet. The judge said, Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial. I understand you're probably eager for me to do that. And Trump said back, I would love it. By the way, the latest poll in New Hampshire has Trump up by 16 over Nikki Haley, and he's over the 50% mark. I have to make a quick correction to something I said yesterday. I talked to the New Hampshire Republican Party chairman to clarify their open primary situation. So around 30% of the state is registered Republican, 30% registered Democrat, and the remaining 40% are undeclared voters. So if you are a registered Democrat and you want to vote in the Republican primary, you would have had to have changed your party affiliation back in October. But if you're already an undeclared voter, which 40% of the state is, when you show up to the polling location, you can choose which ballot you want. Do you want the Republican ballot or the Democratic ballot? But that's if you're already undeclared. This party chairman says he doesn't expect much sabotage, people voting in the other primary. Our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who was hospitalized due to complications for a, quote, elective surgery related to prostate cancer and never told the White House, well, the 911 call has been released. The person who called 911 to transport Austin from his home in Virginia to Walter Reed is a federal employee, said, can I ask that the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle. Well, subtle they were. They never told the White House. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments about a case that would overturn a legal doctrine called Chevron deference. This deference says that the courts should defer to what federal agencies believe is a reasonable interpretation of ambiguous laws passed by Congress. Well, this court doesn't seem to like this Chevron deference. Justice Gorsuch said, with this deference, the government always wins. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, welcome to the icebox of New Hampshire, the live free or die state, unless you expire from frostbite. It's chilly in this quintessential New England place. You might begin humming, "Here Comes the Sun," in early May, if global warming kicks in. The Granite State is a tough area where whiners are shunned. Ice hockey without helmets, ice fishing with no shelter, steak and eggs, high cholesterol is a hobby. New Hampshire. Donald Trump, not a favorite son here. Too bellicose, too city slicker. The conservative areas north of Concord like his policies, but in general, his style is too brash for this rural place. Nikki Haley plays well in the southern part of the state, which is dominated by Boston commuters fleeing punitive taxation. The South Carolinian is a factor here, and a good amount of Democrats will vote for her in the open primary next Tuesday in order to hurt Trump. If Haley wins or even comes close, the corporate media will coalesce around this simple message: Trump is damaged. Joe Biden not even on the ballot because New Hampshire people loathe him. Ron DeSantis bolted from Iowa to South Carolina, but he's back in New Hampshire now. He's polling in the single digits, though. He doesn't have a chance. So that is the setup. Trump versus Haley next Tuesday. Let the snowball fight begin. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dan O'Brien, Cameron, North Carolina. Why would Democrats want to vote for Haley in New Hampshire when every poll says she would defeat Biden? Because they hate Trump. It's emotion, emotion, emotion. Get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. They're crazed. Doris, concierge member. Thank you, Doris. Propaganda rules because almost every headline on the internet is negative towards Trump. Absolutely true. Every headline, negative. Alice, I'm Canadian, and I worry a great deal about my country. Our leader is useless, Justin Trudeau. Our media are liars. Our general population doesn't care or is simply not interested. I'm worried. I don't know how bad it is up in there in Canada, but I do know that the press in Canada, particularly in the eastern part of the country, beyond belief. Michael Galgano, Wisconsin, New York, out on Long Island. Is there any way we in New York State can stop Hochul from using state tax dollars for illegal aliens? No. Can't. He's going to pass a budget. The very left-wing legislature in Albany will pass it, and you'll get $3 billion. $3 billion. Jeez. Patricia Smith, Indianapolis. I wish someone would ask Joe Biden if he thinks Hunter has been paying his fair share. That would be a great question. But Biden didn't talk to the press. And he wouldn't answer that anyway. He'll go, that's a stupid question. John Kaza, Plainfield, Vermont. I've been following you, O'Reilly, for many years. Always been a big fan. I watch the No Spin News every day. You tell like it is and deal only in the truth backed by cold, hard facts. Thank you for being a stand-up guy. Thank you, John, up in Vermont, for watching us and the millions of others who watch and listen. We very much appreciate you. In a moment, something you might not know. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago today, the self-confessed Boston Strangler was convicted of several crimes, including rape, sexual assault, and abduction. Ironically, he was not found guilty of strangling anyone. Here is the story. Beginning in 1962, a dozen women in Boston were sexually assaulted, then brutally murdered. The victims had their clothes removed, a rope tied around their necks in the shape of a bow. Police dubbed the culprit the Boston Strangler. For the next 2 years, a serial killer was pursued by law enforcement and local criminal gangs. Even the Italian mafia tried to get him. In 1964, a woman survived an attack. For the first time, police had a physical description of the assailant. They soon identified a suspect named Albert DeSalvo, but had insufficient evidence to make an arrest. The man was eventually detained on a non-related charge and sent to a mental hospital for evaluation. There, he told his lawyers he was the infamous Strangler. During the admission, police were dubious. No physical evidence tied DeSalvo to any of the murders. On January 18, 1967, Albert DeSalvo was found guilty of rape and sentenced to life in prison. 6 years later, he was stabbed to death in the jail hospital. The attacker was never identified. The saga caused a national sensation, even a hit film starring Tony Curtis and Henry Fonda. And here's something else you might not know. In 2013, the Boston Police Department reopened the case using DNA evidence. Authorities exhumed the body of DeSalvo and retrieved fragments of hair, skin, and bones. Samples taken from the crime definitively linked Albert DeSalvo to one of the victims. But to this day, no one has been officially charged in any of the Boston Strangler murders. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.